Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you make of the weight calculation? There's a thought experiment that says when we have developed the technology to launch an interstellar mission, say to Barnard's star, which is nearly 6 light-years away, we should nonetheless wait until that technology improves further. The idea is to avoid a situation where an intrepid crew launching with the latest technology find themselves overtaken by another crew who launched 50 years later with more advanced technology. Various theoreticians have worked out a range of models to plot likely timelines of technological development against the expected duration of travel in an attempt to work out the ideal wait time. It's unclear why Barnard's star is the chosen destination for this thought experiment, since the Alpha Centauri system and the star Proxima Centauri specifically are actually closer at just over 4 light-years. It may just be that Barnard's star is better known in the Northern Hemisphere, and there was speculation as early as the 1960s that an aberration in its motion might be due to an orbiting planet. That aberration was later found to be a measurement error, but with more recent and reliable exoplanet spotting techniques, we have since found at least one orbiting planet. It's called either Barnard Star B, or just Barnard B, and it is a rocky planet, but is too close into the star to be considered habitable. Anyway, for the weight calculation, we needed a very distant destination, so Barnard's star it is. Of course, there are grounds for scepticism about this whole weight calculation concept, since iterative technological development requires that you undertake all the iterations. Otherwise, it's like saying we should have just launched Apollo 11 rather than wasting time on those earlier Apollo missions. If you run with the logic of not launching until you develop a better propulsion drive, it's hard to see how you will ever develop a better propulsion drive. We are currently waiting for technological developments that might get astronauts to Mars. But that waiting is more about the high risk of astronaut fatality and mission failure than about the duration of the mission, even though those things are linked. A long flight to Mars means the astronauts experience more muscle wasting and other physiological deterioration due to being in microgravity. And the astronauts are also exposed to more potentially lethal radiation doses. So while it's true that we are waiting to launch astronauts to Mars, we are really waiting for technological developments that will give the astronauts a reasonable chance of survival. And of course, challenging though it is, Mars is 225 million kilometers away. Barnard's star is around 35 trillion kilometers away, which makes it a whole different ballgame. Exceeding the speed of light isn't a technology problem. You simply can't do it. You can't even fly close to the speed of light, since collisions with dust grains will keep slowing you down and potentially damage or even destroy your spacecraft. So even with a seemingly magical propulsion drive that can transport both you and the planet load of fuel you'll need for the journey, you are still looking at trip durations that will be counted in decades. Sometime before that, we might have developed technology sufficient to get you there in centuries, but would you really launch in the first place with that kind of trip duration? And that wouldn't be a weight calculation decision, it would just be centuries. Well, f*** that. It's also worth remembering that while it was only 66 years from the Wright brothers' first flight to Neil and Buzz landing on the moon, it's now already 53 years since we last landed on the moon in 1972, and a return is still some years away. So it's not like we're waiting for a technological breakthrough. If we're waiting for anything, it's for the technology that will let us do it cheaper. And just how cheap is cheap enough? Now there's a calculation worth doing.